It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of excess luggage. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Anne Browning. My husband and I had been posted to go to work on Pitcairn Island. Now, Pitcairn Island is a long way away, and there's only one way to get to Pitcairn Island. Once you leave Tahiti and Mangareva, you have to get a boat, or you go from New Zealand on a ship. Well, we got a list of all the things we needed, and we had some excess luggage. We had two extra suitcases, which was quite a lot of excess baggage. And so we contacted the air company and asked for a special dispensation, asked for special exemption from having to pay excess luggage because it would have been very expensive. So they said, yes, you can have a little bit, an extra 5 kilos, I think it was, per person. And we had way more than that. If we had gone first class, we could have had a lot more luggage without having to pay excess fees. But anyway, we started to pray about this issue, that we needed to get all this stuff to Pitcairn without having to pay a lot of luggage, because it was all stuff to use for the kids' Sabbath school and the church program and the home and all sorts of things. So the day came when we were heading to the airport. We had our bags with us. Unfortunately, Michael was a little bit ill with the flu, and so he was sitting minding the hand luggage while I went over to put these four suitcases through the place where we had to book everything in. And the whole time he was praying and I was praying. And so I'm in the queue going towards the check-in lady, and we were there for quite a while. Then the gate opened, the check-in lady opened up, and so people started to go through. All of a sudden, this man came from absolutely out of left field, and he came over to me and he said, could you please come with me and bring your luggage? So he took two suitcases and I took two suitcases, and he took me around to the first class check-in, and he said, could you please go in there? Now, this man didn't know me, I didn't know him, but I'm standing there, and the lady called me forward, and we took this baggage forward, and I said to her, look, we have two extra suitcases, and I have contacted the air company to get some excess baggage. I'm not sure if it's enough, but we did write about it. She said, oh, just put the suitcases on, and she put them on, and she put the labels on them. And I said, now, is that all? She said, yes, that's fine, no problem. Now, they had booked me in first class, even though we were going in economy class, and so it didn't cost us a single cent. Now, how did that man know to pick me out of the queue? How did that lady put me through when we were an economy class person? But God had it arranged so that we could get all that luggage to Pitcairn Island, and it didn't cost us a cent more in excess baggage. I just know that God is the God of miracles and he can do amazing things, but we need to not take him for granted. We just keep praying about stuff.